I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, offer a trip to Paris, and most women will gladly go.
I'll go.
Offer to send her to, let's say, Las Vegas with some of her friends, and about half the women said they will gladly go.
I would go to that.
But nearly 4 in 5 women won't go where, even if you offer her an all-expenses-paid trip.
I'm going to say easily.
Wyoming. Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Someplace out like in the boondocks.
Okay, I will give you another hint. All the women who made this trip didn't pay a dime.
And they still didn't go?
Down the aisle.
The women that did make the trip.
Trip down the aisle.
75% of women won't go into space at all. Mm. When asked.
Okay. I felt like I was set up.
We were, Kato.
No. Not really.
Kind of, because it was confusing.
No, it was not. The reason I say this, because it's in the news today, too. But they say that NASA is opening up the International Space Station to tourists. And it's going to cost you, but pretty soon you can travel to space.
There were women who've been astronauts, so not everybody feels that way.
Well, he said 4 out of 5.
Okay.
So, yeah, I personally, I can see why women wouldn't want to go into space. Have you seen what it does to your hair?
Seriously. Zero gravity just sends it in all directions.
But it does make you look a little bit younger because you know what doesn't sag.
Exactly. You know what? The sagging goes away because gravity pulls it all up for you.
Yeah, but one goes this way and the other one goes that way.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
Just like when you were getting ready at home, right, honey?
So Grandpa would love space too, huh?
Well, maybe.
He would, because it probably wouldn't. He wouldn't feel all the arthritis and everything.
Well, pretty soon the tourists can take a trip to space, and it won't be cheap. They say it'll cost you $35,000 per night to stay on the space station.
Wow.
For up to 30 nights.
There's more.
Plus, you'll have to pay a private company to fly you there and back.
So you got
to
pay for transportation, and Uber to the space station is expensive.
Yeah.
Isn't Branson doing something with that?
I don't know. This is the actual NASA space station. It's the first time they've allowed private citizens to go there.
Yeah.
But you still got to get on your own, somehow get to it.
Wow.
I don't know if you can get Tesla and all that to fly you up with their SpaceX and stuff, but it's millions and millions of dollars to get into orbit.
Roughly about $60 million for companies like SpaceX to make that trip there and back.
What would be cheaper is to get a plane and get up to about 60,000 feet. And then jump out, and then get someone to pick you up and take you the rest of the way.
Okay.
But
no,
cab.
Yeah. It's basically, I think, Justin Timberlake. Who was it? Which one of the
NSYNC
guys?
Bass.
Yeah, Lance Bass is about the only person signing up for this right now.
Yeah.
But they're still offering it, which I think would be kind of cool.
I guess. That's like saying that they're offering million-dollar Bugattis to people, but that doesn't make it cool to
us.
Okay,
let's say you had that kind of money. Would you do it?
No, I don't know if I would at this point.
Okay.
There was a time when I would have, but I just don't know if I give a crap anymore. I'd rather just put on an Oculus Rift and experience it that way.
Yeah, go to the planetarium. That's it. That's as far as I want to go.
Space Mountain.
Okay.
Oh, I've done that.
It's nothing like real space, I don't think.
No, it lacks some of the vomiting.
To be honest, I don't even want to go to the Dominican Republic anytime soon.
No, I would rather go into space than go to the Dominican right now.
That's in the news.
I mean, it would be neat, Hawk, but unless you're going to the moon, I might would consider. Because that's pretty cool. If you went and walked on the moon, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Orbiting in space is very cool, but not cool enough. I don't know. There's a lot of risk, too.
Well, and there's a lot of, you can't eat like you normally eat, like the donuts and stuff like that. You got to eat those little pills, right?
You just eat dehydrated donuts.
Okay.
Yeah, and the rest areas are awful.
I would think they'd be pretty clean. They don't get used very much.
And you've always got someone going, are we there yet?
Could you imagine going to space with your kids in the back?
Are we there yet?
I wonder if they pull up Google Maps to see where you are.
How far? Until we're there.
I'd be like, look at the GPS, and that corner down the lower left corner tells you how long it will be.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would suck to be in space with your kids in the back seat. You would be like, put your tablets down and look out the window.
That is the Earth right there.
We are passing Saturn's rings and you're playing Fortnite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.